North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 23, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker announced yesterday an initiative to expand COVID-19 testing at community health centers throughout the state. He also was asked at his press briefing yesterday about the possibility of reopening some businesses, such as a barbershop, by allowing just one customer into the shop at one time.
One of the questions we got asked yesterday was May 4th, right? Essential, non-essential. And we answered it by saying that we think the issue going forward is going to be less about the date and less about essential and non-essential and more about what we would describe as the rules of the road for reopening. And I think those rules will be relatively uniform and comprehensive at a certain level, and then they're going to be defined a little more narrowly depending upon what kind of space or industry you're talking about. And certainly, you know, close contact operations like that one would be one of the ones that would have to go through some sort of review to figure out if, in fact, you can create the kind of safety for people that would be required for both the person delivering the haircut and the person getting it.
The governor added that when businesses do reopen, there will be guidance and rules.
We're not going to do that until we get over the hump on the surge, period. Okay? That's no one anywhere in the world, much less in the United States, has suggested that it's a good idea to get into the business of giving up on distancing and the stay-at-home advisories and all the rest until you get to the other side of the surge. So that's point number one. Point number two is there will be guidance, and in some cases probably pretty forceful guidance, around what the rules should look like. And then within that, people are going to have to figure out if they can comply with it.
Governor Charlie Baker, his entire press briefing can be seen at MSONewsSports.com.
Salem City Council is meeting tonight, and according to Councilor at Large Conrad Prosnewski, he is expecting an update from Mayor Kim Driscoll on how businesses and residents are continuing to help each other out.
I am sure that the mayor will give us a briefing on what's been happening in Salem, COVID-wise and business-wise. I know that the city has got some really, really in charge of the many different aspects to help other people out. Besides the department heads that are working to maintain the city, there's an initiative called Salem Together, where there's almost 600 volunteers, and everybody that can help out is kind of put into a category under directions of other people. And people in Salem have really, really stepped up to the plate to help out. But again, you know, we're all pitching in to do this together, and you know, it's nice to see people reaching out and holding each other's hands and trying to get each other through this. But you know, God knows we've got to get through this and get through it soon.
Salem City Councilor at Large Conrad Prosnewski.
General Electric Aviation has been awarded more than $476 million in military contracts over the past month to produce engines and hardware to support the U.S. Armed Forces and international customers. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the majority of the work from those contracts will be performed at the Riverworks plant in Lynn, with the rest taking place across the company's U.S. supply chain, according to information provided by GE Aviation. GE Aviation said it powers more than two-thirds of the U.S. military fighters and helicopters, but customers continue to face aircraft issues related to age, maintenance, supply, and support. Gayla Colley has much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Manchester-by-the-Sea town officials have compiled a list of around $780,000 worth of expenditures to cut from the previously approved fiscal 2021 budget. By making these cuts to the $37.4 million budget, property taxes would see a 0% increase from fiscal 2020's $11.70 per thousand of assessed value. It may also include a 6% reduction in local revenue. Selectmen will decide on which cuts will be made during a meeting on May 18. Earlier this month, Selectmen and Finance Committee members pledged to draft a Plan B budget to mitigate the economic fallout many are facing from the coronavirus pandemic. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
11 residents have died and 58 have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Masconomet Healthcare Center, according to officials at the nursing home there in Topsfield. A total of 13 employees have also tested positive. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the outbreak was detected after staff from Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport helped test all of the facility's 78 residents on Monday. The town of Topsfield announced the results of the testing on Wednesday. The families of the residents who died and tested positive have been notified, according to the Whittier Health Network, the management company for that facility.
Jack Shea is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. The 15th annual Newburyport Literary Festival kicks off Saturday morning as a live on-streaming event, with numerous authors broadcasting to viewers from their homes across the country. The festival had been scheduled for Friday and Saturday in Newburyport, but was canceled in March for the first time since its 2005 debut to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Shortly after, co-organizers Jennifer Entwistle and Vicki Hendrickson announced the festival would be held online with a subset of the fiction and nonfiction authors who were generally or rather originally scheduled to appear at the in-person event. Events will run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and will resume for a second day, May 3, during the same time frame. Authors will broadcast from their own homes for a mix of readings, interviews, and panel discussions. Each session will be approximately 30 to 45 minutes, including time for questions and answers from audience members. Because of the large number of authors involved, there will be three simultaneous event schedules being broadcast Saturday. On May 3, the festival will have only one series of events. The festival is free, but registration is required for each event. Viewers will sign up for an event on the festival website ahead of time and will then receive an email with a link to the event's Zoom webinar page. Entwistle said each event will allow up to 500 viewers, and she's not concerned about any of the events reaching capacity. Much more on this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 and North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7. Have a great Thursday, everybody.